Let's get the latest now from our reporter Nick Dole in Christchurch. Nick, the police investigation into last Friday's mosque shootings has run into some roadblocks with online operators. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Eleanor, as part of their investigation into the shooting, New Zealand police have been trying to track down and, I guess, trace some of the origins of the posts that were made around the time of the massacre. Now, some posts about the alleged terrorist, Brenton Tarrant, appeared on this website called Kiwi Farms. Now, New Zealand police wrote to that website, to its administrators, and asked them to help them preserve evidence, essentially, help them to hang on to some of the data so that they could trace its origins. And they've really hit a major stumbling block because that website is refusing to help at all. In fact, not only is it refusing to help, but it's one of its administrators was really quite belligerent, you know, belittling New Zealand as a nation, saying it really wasn't worth his time, and accusing the New Zealand police of trying to censor the internet. So it gives you a bit of a taste of just how big a task New Zealand police have ahead of them as they're sort of delving into this rabbit hole of, you know, far-right extremists using websites that may be based overseas and outside the direct jurisdiction of the police here.
Indeed. And Nick, you're at the memorial site now. Are people still gathering there in large numbers?
In fact, I would say probably today may even be one of the largest crowds I've seen, Eleanor. I think maybe as people go back to work and as some of the, I guess, fear on the streets has died down, more and more people have come to lay flowers and also just to read some of the nice cards and that kind of thing. But also some of the people directly involved a little while ago, a very large group from the PricewaterhouseCoopers office who lost a colleague. They came down and that was quite an emotional thing for them. They were hugging one another and just paying tribute to their lost colleague. And we've also had a visit from the Governor-General of New Zealand as well. She was here having a look at some of the tributes herself. And she spoke briefly saying that this event shocked her just as much as anyone. And she sort of wants to make it clear, I guess, to Australia that, you know, this isn't on Australia, even though the alleged terrorist, Brenton Tarrant, is from our shores. She says, you know, this isn't Australia and it's not New Zealand either. But, yeah, certainly a lot of people still using this memorial as a bit of a focal point because at the moment many people are still waiting to bury their loved ones.
Well, we spoke yesterday, Nick, about families finally being able to bury their relatives. How has that gone?
Not well at all. We were hoping to see some progress. Indeed, one body was initially released, but then the burial couldn't go ahead because they basically wanted to bury another family member along with that person. So at the moment, none of the 50 victims has been laid to rest. And that is obviously causing some distress for people because it is custom, it is Islamic custom to try to wash and bury the dead as soon as practical. But there is this police investigation ongoing. I suppose if there's any upside to it, it is the fact that the extra time that this is taking has allowed more people to come into New Zealand, family members from overseas, to mourn and maybe even get to the funerals, which we're looking like seeing tomorrow. So about 65 emergency visas have sort of been granted to people from overseas, and hopefully they'll have a chance to at least farewell their loved ones in the coming days.
Nick Dole, our reporter there in Christchurch, thank you.